Belinda Audio presents Peter Coombe. That's me, reading and singing four classic fairy tales.
The first to cross the finishing line under the gate will be the winner. Do you understand?
Hare and Tortoise nodded.
Very well then. Tweety!
The hare shot off, springing along in great leaps, till he came to the bridge. He looked behind and saw the tortoise had only just got his fourth leg over the starting line. This is too easy. It's not even fun, he thought. I know what I'll do. I'll eat some of this juicy, juicy green grass while I give him a chance to catch up a bit. So he ate lots of grass, and his tummy was feeling quite full when he saw Tortoise plodding over the bridge. Time to fly, he said, and sprang off again in leaps and bounds, passing Tortoise, swinging round the gum tree and leapfrogging through the daisies till he came to the fallen log. He stopped and looked around. Tortoise was far behind again. The sun was shining and all that juicy, juicy green grass he'd eaten before was making him feel sleepy.
I'll just have a little nap by the log. And when I hear Tortoise lumbering along, I'll get up and sprint the last leg up the hill, he thought.
So he made himself comfortable and immediately drifted off into a lovely deep sleep. He dreamed of winning the race amidst cheers of admiration and receiving as his prize a giant carrot. Meanwhile, the tortoise was still plodding steadily along the track. He crawled around the gum tree, lumbered through the daisies, not even stopping to admire their lovely white and yellow flowers or to watch the bees buzzing around as they collected nectar. He went on and on for what seemed like hours. Eventually, he reached the log where the hare still lay sleeping and quietly inched under it, then continued to amble up the hill towards the gate.